BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Rebecca.
When Sarah died, Abraham realized he needed to find a wife for his son Isaac. He said to his servant, "I'm sending you back to my homeland so that you can find a wife for my son. Make sure she's from among my relatives. The Lord will send his angel before you. He'll prepare the way." After a long journey, the servant reached the town where Abraham's relatives lived. He stopped at a well on the outskirts of town and prayed, "Oh God, help me find the right woman for Isaac." Suddenly he had an idea. "Lord, I'll ask the woman for a drink of water. I'll know she's the right one if she gives me a drink and then offers to draw water for all 10 of these camels." Soon a young woman named Rebecca came to the well. She was beautiful and virtuous, and she wasn't married. She filled her jar and started to walk away. The servant stepped forward and asked her for a drink of water. She gave him one and then offered to draw water for all his camels. While she was doing this, the servant asked God to help him know for sure that this was the woman for Isaac. After Rebecca was done, the servant gave her several pieces of jewelry and asked, "Who is your family, and is there room in your father's house for me and my men to spend the night?" She told the servant the name of her father and grandfather, and the servant knew that they were Abraham's relatives. Rebecca said there was plenty of room for them to spend the night. She then left the servant and ran home to tell her family about this conversation. Her brother was Laban, and when he saw the valuable jewelry, he hurried to the well to see who had given her these things. He said to the servant, "Come, we prepared a place for you and your servants as well as your camels." Once they got to the house, the servant was invited to sit down and eat a meal with them. He said, "Before we eat this meal, I must tell you my story." He told them about the assignment Abraham had given him. He then said, "I prayed and asked God to show me the right woman for Isaac. As a sign, I asked that she'd be willing to give me a drink of water, as well as draw water for all the camels. Rebecca did exactly that. I believe she's the woman God has chosen to be Isaac's wife." Laban and his father were amazed when they heard this story. They agreed with him and immediately gave their blessing. The next morning, they asked Rebecca if she was willing to go with Abraham's servant and marry Isaac. She said she was willing to go. So they blessed Rebecca and sent her with the servant. Isaac was in the field when he saw off in the distance the servant's caravan of camels. So he started walking towards it. Rebecca saw him coming their way. She asked the servant, "Who is that man?" "Oh, that's my master Isaac." So Rebecca covered herself with a veil. Then the servant told Isaac the whole story. So Isaac took Rebecca to be his wife, and the love between them was great.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.